someone is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, sweetheart. Sorry I missed you. I know it's late, so I thought I'd call and just talk to your voicemail, give you something to wake up to. I just wanted to let you know that I can see how stressed you've been lately. I know everything seems really crazy right now, but I promise everything's going to be okay. You're doing so great, and I'm so proud of all the work you did this past year, considering what a mess everything was and how hard things were. You really impressed me with how much you overcame. I'm so happy for you. I'm glad I was able to be there with you and hold your hand the entire time. I think I could tell you all day how proud I am of you, baby. So determined and strong. And you're always so willing to help everyone. I smile thinking about all the times this past year you've talked me through my problems. Oh, baby boy. Not to get all mushy on you, but I'm really happy this has worked out between us. I feel like you're the only one who really knows me. I swear, you pop into my head, and at that same moment, I'll get a message from you. You're so sweet and thoughtful. I love how much you pay attention to and, you know, think about what I need. You really are perfect. I hope I make you feel safe. I want you to feel as safe with me as you make me feel. I really want you to know that no matter what decision you make about the future or what our plans are going to be, I'm going to be there with you. And I'll help you figure things out. But I promise I'll support you and I'll be there no matter what you decide. You've earned my trust and support. And you have it no matter what happens. I promise. Talking about all this just makes me miss you so much. Sleeping alone has been so hard. Big, empty, cold bed. I miss coming to bed after you, finding you all curled up and sleepy. And when I slide in next to you and you just envelop me, pull me close, you're always so warm. And the way you always slide your hand up my shirt, you're so cute. God, I miss you so much, baby. And you know, it hasn't been all stress and mess this year, though. Remember going on that hike? I know you remember what I'm talking about. We went to visit my parents' house for the weekend. God, we hadn't had a second of privacy, so we went for that walk. I took you to my secret hiding spot in the woods behind their house. I hadn't been there in forever. And you made that joke about working on your farmer's tan, so you took your shirt off. God, I couldn't help myself. I wanted you so badly. You were so confused. I just pushed you against that tree. I don't think I'd ever undone a belt buckle so fast in my life. You know what my favorite part about sucking your cock is? It's that first noise you make when I wrap my lips around the tip. That gasp you make and satisfying moan. Fuck. I get so wet sucking your dick. You were so worried that someone would catch us in the middle of nowhere. I remember you moaning and telling me we shouldn't. I finally had to suck on your balls to get you to relax and enjoy it. Get you to be my good boy. Fuck. And then when I told you to lay down in the grass, your eyes got so big, but you wanted it so bad. I almost fell on you trying to get my shorts off over my shoes. But fuck. That feeling of sliding down under your cock and watching your eyes roll back. I love being on top of you, just grinding against you. When I'm on top, I can bury my face into your neck, biting you just a little bit while you thrust up into me. And I know you joked about how covered in dirt you got. But at least you didn't have to take your pants off. I had so many bug bites on my ass after that. Maybe if we ever do that again, you can do me a favor. Grab my ass and cover my skin up a little. God, when I get back, I'm gonna fuck you so hard. I don't care what you're doing when I get there. I'm climbing into your lap and getting your dick out immediately. Oh my God. I'm so sorry this message is so long. Fuck. I have to go to bed. I'll see you tomorrow, baby boy.